As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Always a big fan of the millennial Seinfeld.
It's exactly what that is. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Could you imagine they redid Seinfeld, but like with millennials? Probably one season.
I mean, every episode is now solved by a cell phone. I mean, it's crazy when you go back and watch every Seinfeld. If they had a cell phone, there's none of these dilemmas. What would be the millennial dilemma, though, for Seinfeld? DoorDash app doesn't work.
I can't get into my apartment because there's these teenagers out here that are like TikToking.
Yeah, dancing. Yeah, TikToking in front of the apartment.
Why do I have to wait for them? They don't live here.
Right.
Like a Tinder date who didn't look like their profile picture or something.
That would be a really good one. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, George would be ticked off because he would have lied about his picture, but you should lie about yours. You faked hair and all this kind of stuff. And yeah, Tinder date gone bad. Yeah.
What's the difference between an ID and a real ID? I can't fly, but I have the same thing, and all it says is real.
Yeah, George, in order to date a girl, has to have Snapchat.
Yeah.
George, you were just clowning this whole thing like a week ago. Yeah, but have you seen what she looks like, Jerry? Come on, you download Snapchat too.
Would Larry David play Brian Cashman?
He probably. Yeah.
That'd be great. Anyways, speaking of baseball, unfortunately, we asked the question on the other side, 913-586-7965. What through one through 10, what's your disappointment like ranking? Again, 9-14, 4.5 games out, very early, but got embarrassed. I mean, you went and played the actual competition of the American League and got mollywopped for 10 games.
Yep.
You won on Sunday, and then you won on Sunday, and you went the entire sandwich meat of just getting embarrassed. Not only is your offense bad, it's almost historically bad franchise-wise as of right now. Mm-hmm. So I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, disappointment rank, I'm about an 8.6.
Yeah, I didn't think we'd be at this point of the season on the 21st day of whatever this is, April now, talking. I know it's only April, and we're only like, you know, less than a month into the season, and here we sit talking about this team being where they are right now and getting excited for OTAs and guys, you know, walking in and lifting some weights for a couple of hours today. I did not want to be at this point in time, but here we sit, and I thought the offense, and I think they believed it as well, the offense was going to be kind of a little bit of a struggle this year, but I didn't think it would be this bad. You know, where literally everybody in the lineup outside of Bobby Witt Jr. can't figure out how to put the ball in play, how to get hits, how to do whatever they need to do to win a game. And so that's been very disappointing. Obviously, the MJ thing, and we'll get into that in a second. I expected more out of MJ Melendez this year. I really did. Like, this was a big year for him to kind of prove himself, and he went out there and hit 086 and is now, you know, visiting Omaha, Nebraska, and checking out the warehouse district that they have in Omaha. So he's there with that. Hunter Renfroe has not done anything. You know, even Salvador Perez has not done a whole heck of a lot. Vinny Pasquantino is not doing a whole heck of a lot. I mean, they moved moved him down in the lineup yesterday to try to kind of spice things up a little bit. So I think overall, I'm really, really excited about the starting pitching because those guys have been great, right? I mean, they have been absolutely fantastic. They've kept you in every one of the games, you know, for a normal, you know, hitting offensive team. They've kept you in all the games. But from an offensive standpoint, it's like you've got this at a 10 and this kind of at a 0. So the average is kind of a 5, but your disappointment, I think, has to be a little bit higher. I'm probably at a 7 right now for disappointment because I know they tried to fix the offense. They weren't able to fix the offense this offseason. They weren't able to get the guy that they wanted and targeted to come into Kansas City and Santander. And here we sit, and it's probably worse than anybody ever truly expected it would be from an offensive standpoint.
Yeah, they played 23 games. So their first 20-ish, 25 games or whatever you want to call it of the season, 9-14, I believe, is their overall record. Again, where you can be disappointed, you can also have rays of light. Now, starting pitching has been good.
Mm-hmm.
Lugo's kind of struggled a little bit. Reagan's had a rough Friday night.
He did.
That was the first real rough one we've seen from him.
Yep.
Seems like Michael Wacha always gets the bullpen end of the stick. Like, he puts two on in the sixth inning and the bullpen comes in. Those runs come in. They don't get charged to the bullpen. They get charged to Wacha.
Right.
But again, like, if you look at where, like, you just went through, like, if you went through the eye of the storm of the first, I don't know, quarter of the season, which was not great, 2-8 on that road trip is abysmal.
Yeah.
You're still only 4.5 out. You're 5 games out of 500. But the problem is that the offense doesn't give you any ray of light that it's going to get better. And I know that earlier on in the year, Vern called this the sophomore season. And I don't need to sit here. We'll talk about the demotion that NJ Melendez had because JJ Bacola had some good audio with Joel Goldberg over the weekend. But I think when you look at it being historically bad, like, these numbers are terrible. Like, 2.9 runs per game. Like, you're now below 3.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst in baseball. That means the Rockies, the White Sox, the Braves, who are playing terrible, they're all better than you scoring more runs. Even though their record may not be better than yours, they're scoring more runs. 2.9 is the average. They're 28th in hits. That's terrible. They're 28th in average. They're 29th in slug. They're 29th in OPS, and they rank dead last in home runs. So you can sit here and talk till you're blue in the face about how disappointed you are in Hunter Renfroe and MJ Melendez. The problem with this team right now is that their leaders and their veteran guys are terrible. Vinny Pasquantino got bumped down to 7th in the lineup, and Salvador Perez has gotten a pass. But Salvador Perez is giving me a lot of vibes of 2014 Billy Butler. Every ball is turned over and there's a ground ball in the infield. Every fly ball is shortened to the outfield. Yeah, he has 2 home runs, tied for the team lead, but congratulations. You're dead last in home runs with 11 total on your active roster, 10 if you take away MJ Melendez's home run, who's now in AAA. So rough sophomore year, but yeah, blame Renfroe, blame Melendez all you want, but man, it's got to get better for the guys that hit behind and in front of Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we said, you know, a couple of weeks ago when, you know, all the MJ and Renfroe stuff was going on out there. I'm like, look, Vinny Pasquantino is not getting the job done. Salvador Perez, I'm still willing to look the other way on. I'm not quite at that point in time yet with Salvi. We are still only 20-some games, and he is a future Hall of Famer. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt because I think, for me, he's earned the benefit of the doubt. If the season progresses and he shows that it is Billy Butler 2014, then it is Billy Butler 2014, but I am willing to give Salvador Perez a little bit of a free pass. The Vinny Pasquantino one is the one that's most concerning to me because he came off such a good year last year and has regressed in a big way. He's hitting like 100 points less now than where he was last season. And if he's going to continue to do the social media stuff and be on the TV and be the entertainer and all that kind of stuff, he's got to get the baseball stuff moving in the right direction. And I've heard from some people around Major League Baseball that have said to me, look, like, Vinny's spending more time, it seems like, on social media than he is in the batting cage. Now, that's just, you know, what people like to say and whatnot, but the numbers kind of play out. Like, Vinny needs to get this thing figured out as well if he's going to be a cornerstone and somebody that's going to be a big part of this organization moving forward, kind of part of that new wave of talent. Because you have Bobby Witt Jr. here, Salvador Perez is going to age out. You've got Cole Reagans, obviously, on the bullpen side of things, and Ursaig and guys like that. But now who's going to be your core with Bobby Witt Jr.? Who is that core guy? Like, you thought Vinny Pasquantino was that guy. You thought maybe Michael Massey was that guy. Mikel Garcia may be that guy, right? Mikel Garcia may be that guy that you now pair with Bobby Witt Jr. But all of a sudden, you went from what it looked like to have, like, with Bobby and Vinny and then potentially Cags in a year and kind of have kind of that core, you know, getting developed. Now, all of a sudden, you're looking around and you're going, who's Bobby's running mate for the future? And again, we're 23 games in and it's still very early and you have an opportunity to turn this thing around. But today's an off day. You get that opportunity to kind of reset, look back and see what happened. And now I'm looking back and I'm going, who's going to be Bobby's running mate in the future? Because they need somebody to come along Bobby Witt Jr. Otherwise, it's just going to be another era of Royals baseball, if you will, where you saw Mike Sweeney and then nobody else around him. I don't think we're at that point yet. I don't think we're going to get to that point because I do think ownership is a lot different now than it was obviously 20 some years ago. But we're looking at a place right now where I'm wondering who Bobby Witt's running mate is. And you went through the meat of that AL schedule, like you said, you went 2-8. You have shown you're not ready to go toe to toe with the best in the American League at this point in time.
No doubt. Mac, it's Overreaction Monday time. So why don't you lead us in the clubhouse here with your overreaction?
Well, you know, I think this would have been an overreaction before the weekend. I don't know if you guys think it would, but I'm not, you know, sold that they're going to beat this Rockies team in a series right now.
Why? Tell me why.
Because they can't score runs.
They can't score. I know, but neither can the Rockies. So, like,
yeah. No, that's a good point. Yeah, you know, like, it's 2-1. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and I think the Royals pitching is better than Colorado's, obviously, sure, from a starting standpoint. But I don't know if that's an overreaction. Like, they've not given you much to hang on to. But I'll counter that and I'll say, they better win these three against the Seriously. Colorado Rockies, because if you lose any of these games, that kind of puts a wrench into where you want to go moving forward. You've got to keep losing teams losing in professional sports and high level collegiate sports as well, right? You got a losing team coming in. You've got to keep a losing team losing right now. And you just got your butt kicked, you know, in those games against New York and Cleveland and Detroit. You've got to get healthy. If you can't get healthy against the Colorado Rockies after going 2-8, you know, then you've got yourself set up for a very long season, because you're not going to get many games against Colorado. You're not going to get many games against these bottom feeders that are out there right now in Major League Baseball. Like, you're not going to feast against Pittsburgh. You're not going to get the White Sox for 100 times. So when you do get these teams that are bad, you've got to take advantage of it. And if you win these three straight games, now you've won four games going into the weekend. It's a lot different vibe around this team, right? A lot different vibe around this team. At 9+4 is what, 13 and 15? You're only two games under 500 going into the weekend with the Astros. It's a completely different vibe. So these are three games where you almost have to sweep the Colorado Rockies to kind of get this season back on track, at least in the early part of this season.
So what's your number then right now, Bob? Dusty said 8.6.
Yeah, I'm about a 7 probably. Okay. About a 7, yeah.
So let's say they lose 2 out of 3 to the Rockies.
A lot higher.
Does that number go
up?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that goes to about a 10, brother.
Yeah, that can't happen.
I mean, if you get swept by the Colorado Rockies or even lose 2 out of 3 to Colorado, yeah, I think that number does go a little bit higher. I know people don't want to hear about, oh, you got to go out and take care. No, you do. This is a week where you do. You have bottom feeder Central coming in. You need to beat the Colorado Rockies in three games.
What's your overreaction?
We'll never see MJ Melendez on the Royals again. I think we probably saw the last of MJ Melendez. Like, they gave this guy as many opportunities as you could give a player, right? I mean, they did. All offseason, there was a lot of good chatter not coming from the Royals about MJ Melendez. It looked like he was doing well. It looked like he changed some things up a little bit. And obviously, he hasn't. He's not even hitting 100 right now. He went down to AAA. I think barring some sort of catastrophic injury or whatnot, I think maybe we've seen the last of MJ Melendez at the big league level.
Damn. I mean, got to figure it out. And then you got to actually prove that you can come up here and hit again.
Yeah.
And again, we'll play some JJ audio in the 7 o'clock hour, what he had to say about the decision. Going to your Colorado theory, day off, you're at home, right? Yep. So everybody can relax, get back to their own bed, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. A long road trip.
The Colorado Rockies are going to throw three starters out at you, and these are their ERAs, starting from the starting pitcher on Tuesday. I'm not going to say their names because they don't deserve it. But the starting pitcher for the Rockies
and
on
nobody knows who they are anyway.
Right. Like Feltner.
Ooh,
yeah, that's right. Feltner is who you get on Tuesday night against Bubich. His ERA is 4.82.
Hang on a second. Mm-hmm. Feltner versus Bubich?
That's right. Rex Hedler ought to have a day.
Classic matchup.
Rex should have a day.
Boobalicious.
Boobalicious versus
Feltner.
Yeah. And then Wednesday, your 6:40 game, Marquez is the pitcher for the Rockies. He's 0-3 with an 8.27 ERA.
Okay, great, yeah.
So he'll one hit shut out the Royals. And then,
but that's the way it goes. Like, yeah. Never heard of the guy, three hit shutout.
And then Thursday's a day game, 1:10 start. Dollander is the Rockies pitcher. He is
a Dollander Daisy.
Yeah. Dollander Reagans. That's the matchup there. And it's Dollander has an ERA that is 7.36.
Okay. So we should get Thursday's day game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should definitely get Thursday's day game.
You should definitely get all three. My overreaction is it may be over for Salvador Perez. And I hope
that's an overreaction.
I mean, I have not seen anything that has stuck out to me that Salvador Perez is in a minor slump and gets out of it. Again, we're 23 games into the schedule. But outside of Hunter Renfro, he has the worst average on the team.
Yeah.
He's hitting 182. And again, I'm like you. I love Salvador Perez. He is a Hall of Famer. He is a Royals Hall of Famer. He's one of the top five catchers of all time, in my opinion, in baseball. But his slash line right now is 182, 234, 295, and 529. That is terrible. Vinny Pasquantino is hitting 195. Salvador Perez is 13 points behind him, and we can talk about how Vinny Pasquantino has been disappointed.
Right.
Hunter Renfro is the only one that has a worse batting average than Salvador Perez on this team at 140. Salvador Perez is 42 points, just 42 points higher than Hunter Renfro. And we sit here and talk about how we're just painful in the stomach to watch Hunter Renfro. Hunter Renfro has also played in 7 less games than Salvador Perez. But it's to the point now where it's like, there's that power's not really been shown that it's there. His fly balls are little shags to the outfield. He's turning over on the ball, hitting the ball on the ground, not knocking runs over, not knocking batters over, not being productive. And I'm hoping that this is just a 20 to 25 game slump for Salvador Perez. But in 23 games and 95 plate appearances, you're hitting 182. You have 2 home runs. I mean, Vinny, Sal, Bobby have 2 home runs, mm-hmm. and then Kyle Isbell has 1. That's your home runs. Obviously, Michael Garcia has 2, and Freddie Fermin has 1. But again, Freddie Fermin is hitting 188. Salvador Perez is hitting 182. Michael Garcia is hitting 278. Like, guys on this team, like Michael Massey, who everyone says can't hit a baseball, is hitting better than Salvador Perez. Jonathan India, who everyone's mad at, 205, is still hitting better than Salvador Perez, 205. Mm-hmm. Kyle Isbell is hitting better than Salvador Perez at 214. Mm-hmm. So
his numbers come down a lot too.
Yeah. And so like my overreaction is that like, is this the point of Salvador Perez's career where it's like, it's just not there anymore. The bat's a little heavier. The ball's coming in faster. The turnover rate and this ground balls nonstop are happening. The fly balls are just little, can of corns in the outfield. I'm a little concerned at what I've seen from Salvador Perez.
And it goes back to my whole theory of you need to be enjoying the ride as we're on this train. You know, whether it's the Chiefs or the Royals, you've got to enjoy it because it does end fast. And look, I'm not ready to say Salvador Perez is done and has seen better days. But, people I think are probably looking over their shoulder wondering if he's done, whether if he's seen better days. And for me, with Salvador Perez at this point in time, I am still going to give that guy the benefit of the doubt. If we're having the same conversation in May, like it hasn't heated up and we're in May, I think it's a fair conversation to have at that point in time. But it's also a great reminder of how fast guys in professional sports get old, man. Like, 1 year you're watching a guy dominate like Salvi did last year, and then spring training comes along and the new season starts, and you're like, where did that guy go? Like, what happened, man? Guys do fall off a cliff. There's not really a gradual decline in professional sports. It's like all of a sudden they wake up one morning and it's over. And you mentioned the Billy Butler line, right? Like, Billy Butler.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
All of a sudden, woke up one morning, and it was over for Billy Butler, right? It just seemingly happens to the great ones. We may see it more out of Travis Kelce this year. I don't know if we're going to see it that time. We're eventually going to see it out of Patrick Mahomes. You saw it out of Peyton Manning. You saw it out of Tom Brady. Eventually, you get to this point where Father Time just wins, and you hate to see it, and you'd love for these guys to be out ahead of it and never leave you with that bad taste in your mouth. But right now, Salvador Perez is kind of battling Father Time a little bit, and we'll see. Hopefully he breaks out of it. He's a veteran guy. I believe he will break out of it. I'm more concerned about Vinny than I am Salvi, because Vinny, to me, was kind of that guy who's supposed to be Bobby's running mate moving forward in the future. You're building it around that nucleus of guys, and to have one of your guys that you're supposed to be building around hitting 80 or something like that, 184 with Vinny, 182, 100 points less than he hit last season.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.